Information Minister Monica Mutswangwa recently outlined plans to ease lockdown restrictions and open an economy that had been in a tailspin even before the pandemic hit the country.
Government is finalizing on modalities for the reopening of airports to support the resumption of the tourism sector. The plan is to start with the resumption of domestic flights and then move to international flights. Cabinet approved the resumption of the rest of tourism operations, including boarding operations. Regarding primary and secondary education, the ministry is continuing with its preparations for the reopening of schools for the end of year 2020 final examination classes.
Domestic flights have been allowed to operate beginning Thursday, and international flights will begin October 1st. Clive Chimwanda is with the Hospitality Association of Zimbabwe. He hailed the move to resume air travel.
The opening up of the skies is a welcome development in so far as our industry is concerned. The COVID-induced restrictions of the past few months have been crippling to the sector. It will result in confidence coming back.
He says, while air travel is an enabler, it doesn't necessarily mean tourism destinations will be pegged during the holiday season, because some travelers plan seasonal vacations months in advance. President of the Amalgamated Royal Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Obed Masaraure, however, is skeptical whether proper measures have been put in place for schools to open.
Government is seized with the publicity stunts as they try to do a lot of propaganda around their preparedness for schools opening. What they must be focusing on is to ensure that these basics are provided for in our schools. We've been communicating with the National Association of Secondary Schools, yet they are confirming that there is nothing that is being deployed in our schools.
Government has promised to provide personal protection equipment and transport to both learners and teachers. Passengers Association of Zimbabwe President Tafadzwa Goliath says the public transport will be further strained.
Public service vehicles are already inadequate in failing to cope with the current demand. They will be overwhelmed by students and teachers' demand in addition to existing commuters.
Public sentiment is mixed about the economy reopening. Some are happy the dry spell in their income may be ending, while others worry about their safety once they get back to work. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinamashe from Harare.